And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks.
With your hosts, Justin.
But it would be really cute with all that they've gone through to get into the playoffs.
Tanya.
Well, this is a done game.
The Tampa Bay game, you were like.
And Jason.
Gonna shock and amaze you. Ready? Ready for this?
Two dads and a mom that make betting fun. If it's Friday, it's friends, family, football, and Friday Night Locks. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Okay, guys, before we start this week's pod, I just want to find out if you guys saw the most exciting thing on the internet yesterday.
Oh my gosh, yes. Aaron Rodgers walking into his practice.
I thought that was Kid Rock.
Or Nicolas Cage.
Full Con Air.
Con Air, yeah, that's probably better. That, I mean, he's pressing Kid Rock.
We all know that I have a hatred for Aaron Rodgers.
What a sucker.
Like the heat of a thousand suns. But I will say, kind of made me like him again.
Oh, God.
Nick Cage, Con Air. Now we're talking.
I don't even know how I feel about Nicolas Cage.
Is that the Wrangler commercial? Is that the Brett Favre Wrangler commercial he's doing? I'm not sure.
Yes, he went full Wrangler. He got a lousy tattoo in the offseason. I was ready to clown him. And he shows up yesterday, full Con Air. All is forgiven.
In that tank top, like, just doesn't care.
Doesn't care. Long hair, don't care. And quite frankly, I might have to now buy an Aaron Rodgers MVP. What are we thinking?
No,
absolutely not. He's won two in a row, so it wouldn't be a bad bet, but it's not luxurious in the odds portion of things. But, you know, they were just out here in the golf tournament. It was Rodgers, Brady, Josh Allen, and Mahomes.
Okay.
And he had the full bun through the back of the hat. And it's like, he doesn't care, dude. He's AJ Hawk now.
I feel like that's fine if you like fade it up and it's you got clean cut, you know what you're doing. But he just
walks like this, you know, like honestly, he's a bad dude. He could throw 60 touchdowns, zero interceptions, throw for 8,000 yards, win the Super Bowl, go undefeated. I'll still hate him.
I got to say, I hate the man bun, but I love the Con Air mullet.
There's nothing to love.
I'm on the Rodgers
train.
Show up
like you're ready to play.
I'm back on the Rodgers train.
I'm back.
That's how we start the season. Oh.
So let me ask you a question. I'm a rookie. I'm a rookie on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
I'm a rookie wide receiver.
Right.
And I show up looking like that. Waltzing in with my headphones on, bopping to the beat. Mm-mm. What does Tom Brady say to me?
Tom Brady
says. He says, go change your fucking clothes and don't ever come back here like that again until you change your clothes.
He says, get in the TB12 cryo chamber. First of all, buy Bitcoin, marry a supermodel. And also Julio Jones is going to clean out your locker. All right. There's a ton of stuff going on in the NFL. What's up with you guys? How's the baby?
Baby's good. I'm staring at him on the monitor right now, sleeping like a little angel.
Sure. For 30 seconds.
No, he's great. Is it
creepy that I still stare at my kids who are 20, 19, and 16 still on the monitor? That's not creepy? Or
yes, especially because one of them lives outside of your house in another state for the most part of the year.
And lives in a female dorm.
She's like, house. Dad, turn off the camera. Come on. Shh. God.
Yeah. Dad, I'm trying to sleep.
Okay.
I have a final tomorrow, Dad.
That is actually...
That sounds like a bad 80s movie, and I'm sure that the sorority house would not appreciate that.
Yeah,
it's called Jeepers Creepers, Dad. Why are you a creeper?
I love it.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
And don't ever call me or FaceTime me again.
Oh, the sequel. Yeah. Okay.
Part two.
Sorry.
Baby is good. I don't know, just to kind of update if anybody listening, we had our baby. Baby boy, his name's Wyatt. He's almost 6 months. Cannot believe that. That's wild.
Crazy.
Absolutely wild. And he's pretty much the best.
He was like a blob. I don't want to say that in a bad way, but he was just like there and he would smile every now and then, but it wasn't a smile because people would remind us he can't see you. Mm-hmm. You know, he's born. Well, he can clearly see us now.
Yeah.
And he can reach for stuff. He could pull your hair. He could snatch your eyeball out. He could put his finger in your ear. And mostly he
talks. And he loves it. And he laughs every single time.
He talks. Yeah. And it's like, he's like, and you're like, I'm trying to watch TV, my man. Keep it down, would you? Keep it down. And I tell Tanya, I said, I just can't wait for him to like, you know, you pick him up, you put him on the couch. You put him in the play, you know. I want him to like sit up next to me and watch the Yankee game. And Tanya's like, oh, yeah. When he does that, you're going to wish he was in the playpen and he was laying on the couch, because he's getting super active and he's strong and he's strong willed too. Like, so he knows what he wants and he gets frustrated if he doesn't get it, but it's exciting. And nonetheless, it's like, she's like, dude, you just wait. He's rolling over now and you'll be holding him and he'll just do this like dolphin thing. And you're like, whoa. And he's heavy and he's not getting any lighter.
Nope.
He's kind of awesome though, because he's awesome. He's not a crier. He's not fussy. No. He's happy baby.
Yeah. No,
happy he's talking baby. And chatty. So like if I'm watching just TV, like he's like, and I'm like, my man, they're trying to talk about the Raiders. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding.
Okay. I love Dana.
He's amazing, dude. He's amazing.
You just described all the traits of Justin. Every single one of them.
I love it.
Yeah.
The funniest thing is I talked to this guy the other day and he's like, I'm 48. I'm like, good for you. He's like, I had teenagers and this and that. And he's like, the monitor thing though can be gnarly. When I was a dad, I had a sound monitor and I would just turn it down. I'm like, you're a great father. You're telling me that admittedly. He's like, no, not in a bad way. Like if he was super crying, I could hear him. But if he was just bullshitting, whatever. He's like, I almost think that you guys staring at that camera like could be the death of you. And I'm like, yeah, but that's where we're at. You're like, that's the iPhone. You're like, you go on a subway and everybody's staring at their phone, right? Nobody's chatting. Hey, how you doing? Where are you from? Brooklyn? Whatever. Like they're all on their phone. So it's the same thing with baby monitors. Like you're just staring at that, waiting to make sure that his chest is breathing and all this maniac. But like
your 48-year-old friend doesn't understand that technology advances. Yeah. And when he was having his baby, he could smoke cigarettes in the hospital waiting room.
Sure.
Yes.
Probably.
Things evolve.
Yeah. He's like, I didn't have monitors. I'm like, I didn't have a crib. I slept in a milk crate. Like,
exactly.
Stop.
Stop it.
I'm 77 years old and I slept in a milk crate. When the milkman dropped it off at the door, my mom dragged it in, put a pillow inside and threw me in the middle and said,
here's your new crib.
Good night, bitch.
Yeah, I didn't have toys.
They just sleep tight.
Gave me a bag of glass.
You want milk again? You just had milk 7 hours ago. Go to sleep.
7 hours?
I'm kidding.
Holy shoosh.
No, he's great. He's great.
Yeah, we love
and,
him.
And he makes me happy.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, obviously very happy for you guys. And
how are you?
I'm good. Luckily I'm past the waiting to crawl stage and now we're doing the bar crawl stage. Yeah. So
Dad, can you get me a fake ID like you had?
Yeah. I keep saying to my wife, didn't we buy wine? I feel like we bought wine. She's like, oh, we bought wine.
My God, that's funny.
Rosé, Chardonnay, what do you need? I go, how come it's half empty all the time? Uh-huh. Yeah. Summertime, high school graduates.
Your kids are like, Dad's a drunk. He'll never know.
Yeah.
He'll think he drank it.
At least he drank it. Yeah. At least we used to refill the vodka with water.
Or
like,
tea.
At least make it look good.
Yeah. Or iced tea.
These kids today. So basically my whole thing this season with my parenting experience is going to be get off my lawn.
Yeah.
Quit stealing my wine.
Yeah. And I'm going to be like, do you know where I can find Huggies swimmers?
Yeah. Nighttime Huggies.
You know,
let's get back into it. Still preseason, a bit over 40 days to go till regular season starts. But I know personally, I'm starting to get a little hype. I'm starting to feel it. I'm planning my trip out to Vegas. We're going to register for Circa this year again. This year, we're going to win it.
I love that you said that as I'm pointing to you like an old man on my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
I got a letter from Circa.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Boy.
Yes.
Did they talk about your hats?
No, but I wish
did they apologize.
I wish that this was like, you know how they always say, do not reply to this email, but this is what's going on. But please don't. we don't want to hear what you have to say. I wish there was a way I could write the letter back to them. It's awesome. Don't get me wrong, but I just want to read like a couple of things that are like pretty funny. So this year they're projecting $12 million.
Oh, love it.
For the Circa contest, the World Series, the Super Bowl, if you will, of contest, right?
What's a first place?
12 million.
12 million. Wow.
No. Timeout. I scratch that. It's probably like, I don't know, 8 million. And then they're going to give away the quarters and all that
stuff. What was last year for, so we can reference?
3 million.
Going to buy you a lot of Huggies.
So just real quick, without getting into all that, like, so just going to read this to you. It's that time of year again. The Circa Millions contest is back. You know, blase, blase, blase. Cut two. We have a guaranteed $12 million payout, no rake, and 100% payback. We have high hopes for all participating in the 22-23 Circa Millions. And we would love for every contest participant is an ultimate contest weekend. So Derek's going to give you a little weekend downtown.
Okay.
And so the funniest thing is purchase of a full house of entries to receive a complimentary 3-night hotel stay at
Circa.
The D.
Okay.
It's not at the Circa. It's at the D, which is
fine.
I'm in the Circa. I'm not in the D contest. I know you own all three hotels.
Right.
With an option to an upgrade to a Circa resort for an additional charge.
Additional full rate charge.
Aside from my $1,000 or maybe $2,000. And so when I say full house, do you know what a full house means on this? It means a full house includes, this is nuts, 3 entries in the Circa Million contest. So that's $3,000.
Right.
And 6 entries in the Circa Survivor. That's $6,000.
Damn.
And then they have these weekends, you know, August 1st to the 12th, cocktail party, meet and greet with Derek, you know, cocktail party, meet and greet with Derek.
Are those extra charges too?
If I buy 9 entries, I couldn't even get at 2 hats last year. Now this fool wants 6 entries in the Survivor. I don't know. Maybe there's something I'm missing. Did Survivor go down to $200?
So you're
still 1,000.
They want
$6,000.
Yeah. They have high hopes that you're going to give them $9,000 just to stay at Circa, basically.
And if I do, I get a cocktail party, meet and greet with Derek Stevens, Mike Palm, and the Circa team at Bonaconda. Proxy services available.
Ooh.
So that's also an opportunity to pay a proxy to put your picks in for you.
Only an extra $200.
Yeah,
bucks.
If you don't live in Vegas, a week. $200 a week. Open bar, stadium swim, VIP access, blah, blah, blah. Listen, we love Circa. We're still there, but it's just like slow down. I couldn't even get 2 hats last year. Now you want $9,000 for me to upgrade from the D to Circa.
That's your boy.
So anyway, I'll send you that
Vegas
letter
for you.
Yeah.
I'll send you that letter. You can pick which weekend you want to come out because all participants must apply in person.
To be honest, I didn't hear anything you said past we have high hopes.
Yeah. Probably going to be 7,000 entrants this year.
That's how they get you, right?
Yeah.
Every year.
What was it last year? How many entries?
3,700 and change.
Wow.
So for those of us playing, our odds just got worse by double.
Exactly. It's like,
just cutting half.
It's like a lottery ticket now, right? It's like a lottery ticket now. You better have lightning in a bottle every week. Like, I don't care who you are. If you're smart, you're sharp, or you're just lucky. But if it's under 6,000, I'd be shocked.
No,
I know I lost my over-under last year. I said 4,400, remember? And it was 3,800.
So it came in a little under, yeah.
So I lost my over total, but I guarantee you it'll be over. It'll be halfway between 5,000 and 6,000 people, so.
But somehow we always keep crawling back.
Yeah. Six, if you give, if you, and 6 entries to Survivor. So, guys, Survivor's hurting.
Yeah.
That overlay is hurting on Survivor.
I wonder if they give out hats for Survivor. I just care about the hat. We know this, right?
Yeah, it has an inner tube on it.
Last year.
Like a Wilson volleyball.
No, you probably just get like a pen.
A pen and a volleyball.
Last year, we each paid $1,000 for the contest. to get this.
Yep.
Those are our hats, baby.
This cost Derek Stevens, what, $4.95 yeah. straight from Wuhan?
Yeah. Print.
And here we are.
Here we are again. Take my money again, please. Yeah.
So I'll see you, Derek. Up. So Derek, I'll see you between August 1st and August 12th for my fucking hat.
Derek,
I ain't putting in 3 entries and I ain't putting in 6 survivor entries, but I would like a hat.
I would like a hat. And also, Derek, I share your enthusiasm because I also have high hopes.
Yes.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash? Gentlemen, lock it up.
All right. So we're in preseason. I think a great way to get the ball rolling is let's just concentrate on one division this week, the AFC West. People say it's the toughest division. There's been a lot of exciting moves, obviously, new head coaches, some new quarterbacks. I actually found a few interesting things to talk about in terms of betting the AFC West. But Jay, why don't you start it off? And how do you see this division?
So the AFC odds between DraftKings, FanDuel, MGM, they're all kind of, you know, similar. I think FanDuel and MGM are closer to each other, but like Kansas City's minus 175 or plus 175. Then it goes 240 to the Chargers, which is pretty standard. MGM has 135. Denver's at 260 across the board. And then Vegas comes in at 700-1.
Yep.
So that's when that gets interesting as far as like a, I don't know, you know, a little sprinkle, right, on the Raiders. Yep. Now, the MVP odds, I'm just going like, you know, this division. I'm not going like Aaron Rodgers. I'm not going outside this division. So just MVP odds. Mahomes is at 700. Herbert's at 900. Russ is at 1,400. And Derek Carr comes in at 2,500. That's like, that's when you see some value in that. The win totals.
Yeah, I got something on that too. Go ahead.
Kansas City has 10.5 over under, juice to the over. Denver's at 10. What did they win? 7 games last year? They're at 10, juice to the over. Chargers at 10, heavily juice to the over at like 140. So that's 10 or more. And then the Raiders at 8.5, and they won 9 games last year. And I think they got better.
Yeah, they did.
So you can't tell me that in any division, 3 teams are going to win 10 or more games and the other team's going to win between 8 and 9. That's impossible because they play each other twice a year. That's like crazy to me. So that just tells you how loaded this division is.
Yeah.
And there's 2 brand new coaches. Josh McDaniels is obviously seasoned. He had a head coaching job before that, it, you know, didn't fare so well, but he's got rings and rings and rings at New England.
A lot of people have wanted him to be a head coach for a long time.
But he was, though. That's the thing. He was and he
failed.
Right,
right.
So, like, they were hesitant. That's why I think he stuck around so long. And then you got Brandon Staley's in his second year with LA. Proved to be a good coach, a little wacky with his, like, analytics.
He's a question mark. Is he going to calm down with the fourth?
He has to. He has to. But if he doesn't, Herbert has more opportunities. If Herbert has 4 downs every time, he'll throw for 9 million yards because he has that extra.
Not on their side of the field.
I agree on their own 35. And then Nat Hackett is the new coach for Denver.
Okay.
He's an OC, right? He was the OC at Green Bay, got the head coaching job, now has Russell Wilson, quarterback. So now that's what you want. Unlike, I'm not going to talk about the Jets, but Robert Saleh is very defensive minded. And then you have Luke Wilson, who's a rookie quarterback. And then you got this defensive guy. How are you going to talk to him? Russell Wilson doesn't need much education. He's Russell Wilson. But it's going to be a good marriage, I think, between them.
Yep.
And the team is loaded.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City lost Ty Matthew on D. I'm just going to go quick. Ty Matthew on D, Tyreek Hill on O. That's going to hurt them.
Yeah.
And they're slow starters. But they got Andy Reid. If we're talking about coaches, veteran, great play caller, Super Bowl champ.
Of course.
Whatever, Hall of Famer. So what you got to find here is like the little things like quarterbacks, touchdowns thrown or quarterbacks yards or, you know, MVP possibilities or offensive players of the year possibilities. Like if Derek Carr does well, can Davante Adams win offensive player of the year if he has 40, 30 touchdowns?
Sure. Why not?
So I just think that this division is no longer wide open for Kansas City. Although they're going to be the favorite, they've won the division 6 years running. Okay. So they're going to still, that's just the way it is with betting. But I just don't think that they're a runaway train in this division. And if you have three teams that have 10 wins projected, another team that has nine, you can't tell me there's a runaway here. I think they're going to beat the shit out of each other all year long.
I agree with you.
And I think it's going to be gruesome. So the offensive player of the year, anything kind of goes. It doesn't usually go to a quarterback, but it can. Like Aaron Rodgers won the last two MVPs, but he didn't win offensive player of the year. Derrick Henry won in 2020. Cooper Kupp won last year.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers has back-to-back MVPs. But then before that, when Pat Mahomes won, he won offensive player of the year. So that could go either way. But if you want odds, like Devontae Adams is at 1,200-1 to win offensive player of the year if he just goes ballistic.
Okay.
Herbert is 2,500-1. So if he wins the MVP, these odds are even better. Carr's at 5,000-1.
Right.
Crazy sleepers, Keenan Allen, 6,600. Jerry Jeudy, 10,000-1. Cooper Kupp's leading the way at +800. So he's obviously the runaway favorite. I like Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase, but that's for another pod. I think here, the things that intrigue me the most are touchdown passes thrown. So I'm going to, this is a gambling show. So I'm going to say my two things that I think are going to happen here. I don't think Kansas City is going to win the division.
Okay.
But I can't tell you who is going to. I think the Chargers defense was a gape. Like they just got lit up last year. I know they made some changes, but they couldn't stop the run if they tried.
Right.
I don't think they're ready.
I think Denver is strong.
Denver is so loaded, Tanya. They're so loaded. I would say that Russell Wilson surpasses 31.5 touchdowns. The total on him is 31.5. I think he skyrockets way over that, especially with Nat Hackett. Like Derek Carr's at 29.5 touchdowns. And he threw for about that. Now he's got Devontae. He's loaded on offense. It depends on how Josh Allen opens that up. And then Mahomes is at 34.5, which like Herbert is at more. And I think that they're heavy on the fact that Ty Hill's gone. And they're like, oh, well, you lost Ty Hill. But they did make some changes and they did make some additions. So I'm going to say all four quarterbacks.
Wow.
All four quarterbacks in this division, black and blue, as I call it, will go over their touchdown total.
That's a cool bet.
All four.
That's a cool bet. Can you parlay that or we don't know?
I don't think you can parlay props. William Hill sometimes does, but I don't think so. But
that's like a crazy four-way. Each
at those odds, because the odds are like, you know, janky.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all going over. And if they don't, three out of four are going over for sure.
Those are really fun bets. Okay. I hear you.
I mean, it's a betting show. So, I mean, I want to throw some things out there.
That.
Like, could you imagine if Justin Herbert goes crazy and Keenan Allen is the new Devontae Adams? He's 6,600-1 to win offensive player of the year. Would you rather have Justin Herbert throwing to Keenan Allen or would you rather have Kirk Cousins throwing to Justin Jefferson? Because he's a favorite. Josh, you know, Jonathan Taylor, there's a lot of those guys. But if Justin Herbert goes crazy, who's he going to go crazy to? Probably Keenan Allen.
But with these quarterback odds being so high, do you really think a non-quarterback can win MVP?
No.
So
last time it was Adrian Peterson in 2007. I don't know, like long time ago. And he ran for 2000 yards that year, like OJ Simpson shit. So no, I don't. Like Cooper Kupp last year had the triple crown. He didn't win the MVP, but he won offensive player of the year. It's tricky.
All those teams are going to be great though.
The reason why these odds are weird is because a quarterback can win both. I guarantee you like Cooper Kupp is not going to win offensive player of the year and the MVP. Like there's no way they're going to give one to one and one to the other, but Aaron Rodgers could win the MVP and he could also win offensive player of the year.
I think we all know that Aaron Rodgers already won the MVP with his Con Air Wranglers and his mullet.
And all jokes aside, he could three-peat.
Is this what we're going to do all season?
Yes, this is what we're going to do all year because Aaron Rodgers won my heart again with his terrible mullet and his Con Air swagger. And I'm back on the A-train. Let's go. And he's got his new tattoo.
I think you're just trying to fill the void. For Ben Roethlisberger.
It's possible. That's possible. Yes. I think
that's probably the truth.
No more hamburger to talk about.
Now we got to talk about Con Air all season.
Look, we're not even talking about that, but if you think that I'm not on the Trubisky picket, black and yellow again, yes. Another topic for another show. All right. I like your bets, Jay. All four quarterbacks over their TD. That's a great prop to start it off with this season.
Lock it up.
My first bet. First of all, AFC West. How fun is this division? Mm-hmm. Let's run it down. There's only four teams. Raiders, they got better. Now they have Chandler Jones to match with Max Crosby on defense. Devontae Adams, Fresno State connection with Derek Carr. I mean, that's very exciting. The only thing about the Raiders that I've been hearing is their offensive line isn't the greatest and their secondary isn't the greatest, but who knows? I mean, that might not slow them down this year. Maybe they get past that. Chargers, same thing with their O-line. You mentioned terrible against the run defense. Obviously, Khalil Mack and Bosa, that's formidable. Justin Herbert, so exciting. And he's got weapons for days, right? Denver. Who doesn't love the addition of Russell Wilson? That's amazing. Denver has one of my favorite defensive players, Patrick Surtain. I think that guy is like the best in the business. My knock against Denver is they got rid of Fangio. Fine. But to me, Fangio was the heart of that defense. And we'll see how they do without him. But I feel like they took the brains out of the equation. They still have all their talent, but that guy schemes like nobody's business. KC, and this is fun. This is why I said it's funny that you and I think similar. I think you don't get rid of Tyreek Hill and not suffer a little bit. I feel like that was his comfort blanket a little bit. He used to get into trouble, kind of sidearm scramble, whatever. You could always count on Tyreek Hill to make a lot of yards after the catch and get him out of a jam. They don't have that again. Honey Badger, you know, they've lost some good players. Plus, their division got much harder.
Correct.
So
that's the key.
So I think one of my favorite bets right now is, because I agree with you, I think they're each going to beat each other up a lot this year. KC is sitting at 10.5 win totals right now. And I go under. And even if they get 10 wins, that's still a great season for them. They get into the playoffs, but I don't think they get to 11 in that division with their losses. And plus, let's not forget, last year, KC had terrible run defense themselves. They weren't stopping anything. Who doesn't love Patrick Mahomes? He's awesome. But I didn't like all that rope-a-dope scrambling. It's too much trickery. Like, again, I'm a step up in the pocket, Joe Burrow kind of like meat and potatoes kind of old school. All the Kyler Murray, the Lamar, the Patrick Mahomes, fun, flashy, really exciting.
It's hard
exciting.
To watch. It's hard to put. It's nice, but it's tough to watch.
Exactly.
For four quarters.
So I don't know if that, like, he, to me, he's got to put a little more work in this year. Like, he struggled a bit last year, if you remember. So my first bet is going to be KC under win total at 10.5. That's at -105. And then my other bet just for fun is, as you stated, Jay, the most value in the AFC West is the Raiders. They're everyone's picking them to come in behind Chiefs, Chargers, Denver. But I think the Raiders are going to surprise to the upside. I think that Derek Carr, we said it last year, time and time again, I compared the Raiders last year to Motley Crue. They were trashing hotel rooms. They were driving drunk. They were getting into a lot of trouble. Some their off the field stuff last year was stupid.
Just shenanigans.
In the middle, exactly. In the middle of all of it, Derek Carr kept his composure. He kept that team together. They lost their head coach. He was a real leader on that team. And I think this year he's going to be rewarded for that. And I think he's got, obviously, Devontae Adams. He's got his receiving weapons are stupid. Darren Waller, Renfro. I mean,
that O-line's got to protect him, though, man, otherwise he's going to be killed.
He needs protection. And we know that Derek Carr doesn't do well under pressure. So if they can protect him, I like the value of the Raiders. Sprinkle AFC West +700, conference +2,500, and even the Super Bowl just for fun is 40-1 for the Raiders to win the Super Bowl. But you know what? No one was picking the Bengals last year to make it to the Super Bowl. So why not the Raiders? They've made improvements on both sides of the ball. So, that's my second bet is I like the Raiders to win the AFC West conference and the Super Bowl. They have the most value in a tough division. And I think they're going to surprise some people this year.
Yeah, I think the key to that is the most value. If you're betting, like, that's what you're looking for is that lottery ticket. And 700-1 is a lottery ticket. So if we're breaking this down, and we don't think the Chiefs are going to win the AFC, obviously it's like 1-4. We don't think the Chiefs will win the AFC, but we think they'll struggle. Remember last year they had a few weeks where they were like, they lost. And we're like, what's wrong with the Chiefs? And then they went on a tear and they won the division.
Hey, by the way, betting show, the Kansas City Chiefs didn't cover for like 12 weeks in a row.
They didn't
make anybody any money last year.
They never do. And, you know, and we lived and died by them a couple times. Who could win that division? And you know, where's the value there? Like Denver's looking sexy.
I don't know. I just keep saying Denver just because it's a fresh uplift and a fresh, like, got a new quarterback in a whole different city. I think Denver.
Brand new head coach.
I don't know. It just keeps ringing in my
ears. Plus 260, man. There's value there.
Yep. I think Russell Wilson is going to come with guns loaded.
Like, I think the Chargers are close, but not quite ready, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not yet. And Denver, like you said, if their defense, if they can still like keep the playbook that Fangio gave them last year, mm-hmm. work on whatever else they want to work on with their new additions, like, why can't Denver win that division?
Well, this is why this discussion of the AFC West is so fun, because if you tell me Denver is going to win the division, I can't really argue against that. They look awesome.
I just don't think Kansas City is going to do it again.
I think Denver's a good Super Bowl candidate, to be honest. Wow.
Okay. Wow. Denver's plus 1600 to win the Super Bowl.
To win it all.
Nice.
I think that's probably, I mean, if we're saying at the beginning of a season, who do we think is going to win the Super Bowl?
The only thing that I care about is continuity. Like,
right.
New coach in Vegas. I don't care what his resume is.
Sure.
New coach in Denver. Don't care what his resume is. We're talking about continuity. Andy Reid's definitely got the continuity. Eric Bieniemy's still there.
That's
fair. Don't understand why that guy didn't get a head coaching job. That's crazy to me. The guy's crazy, genius offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And then Staley's a second-year guy, and hopefully somebody told him, stop going for it on your own 10.
Come on.
But continuity is king. That's the only thing, is this new thing. But I think when you talk about the Raiders, I just think that they can do it, because if I'm at practice and I'm looking at Josh Jacobs, Darren Waller, Renfro, Adams, Carr, I'm walking into the shower feeling really confident.
Yeah, they're loaded.
Like, we're loaded. We're locked and loaded. And maybe not on both sides of the ball. And that's what it does take. But like Tanya said, like Denver, man. Mm-hmm. I don't think Kansas City is going to win that division. I just don't. And there's no value there at 175. So no, show me some value.
They're the favorite. I think they're due for a fall. But you know, look, Mahomes is Mahomes. He's formidable. You have to put some respect on it. And that's why it's fun to bet, because there's surprises everywhere. We're not really talking about the Chargers. The Chargers are awesome this year.
Yeah, so, but that, you know, you got to be on both sides of the ball. That's my fear with the Chargers. They made some good stuff. They're trying to plug some, you know, plug some leaks.
They are.
But Justin Herbert's a stud.
Such a stud. I also like what the Raiders are doing in the front office. Mm. I mean, they've been making some moves with their executives as well.
Yes, they have. Thank you. Yes, they have. And
yes, they have.
I am very excited. And I think you guys are too. I think everybody's really excited. I don't know if a lot of people know, but the Raiders have now brought on a new president of their association, and it is a female. Her name is Sandra Douglas Morgan. Just kind of a little bit, some facts about her. She's a 44-year-old woman. She is Black. She's just a force to be reckoned with. She's from Vegas. She was brought up in different levels of the Gaming Commission. She was an attorney. She was involved in the Nevada State Athletic Commission. I think that she was
gaming too.
Yeah. Chairwoman of the Gaming Board of Nevada, which is wild. And so she's worked her way up, and she's not in her 60s. Mm-hmm. She's in her 40s.
I was about to say her resume, like, she sounds a little overqualified.
Right.
Whoa.
Yeah.
She started running for president? Was 12.
Yeah. How'd you get all that in your 40s?
Yeah. She is also married to a retired football player. His name was
Dan
Morgan. and he was on the Vikings and the Cardinals. He's now retired, but obviously that tells you that she's coming from a pretty knowledgeable background of football. So it's kind of crazy to see that she took her career from like legalities of gaming and just like, I guess the law behind all of that and making sure people are doing it right and turning that into a football career and now leading the Raiders, which can we all just remember that the Raiders are a pretty rough team. Like they have, when they were in Oakland, rough reputation. Yeah. Then when they were in Oakland, you go there and it's just wild. It's wild. It's Pirates. It's like you're they walking lead the league
in penalties every year.
When we went to the game in the Raiders stadium in Oakland, I felt like I was in Waterworld because it was like, I like had to take cover.
Yes, we were rooting for the Raiders.
We were wearing Saints shirts. Yeah. We thank God black is a huge color in Saints. So I felt covered up my emblem.
I was like trying to cover it up.
I'm fine. Yeah. But anyways, it's just funny that like, I hate to say the word aggressive, but one of the most aggressive football teams in football right now is now being led by a woman.
That's interesting.
And that they sat around a table and they said, yep, I vote. Yep. And I'm sure a lot of those people that voted her in or put her in were men. And I think that's a wild thought to kind of, again, from the Raiders. It's not from like a Denver. I feel like it's very like copacetic and
it's
everything.
It's not some like Seattle, like progressive kind of.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Sure. So just with all those things put together. And I really hope that, I don't know if it's not like front page news, but I hope that any females listening to this kind of go, all right, like that's awesome. Like that is freaking awesome because let's get some women in some male driven roles and mix it up a little bit. And clearly she's strong enough to take whatever's going to come her way. We'll see how she does, but I just think it's amazing. And not to mention while looking at her, while looking into her, I've realized that there's a lot of other women that have quietly kind of behind the scenes been involved in major NFL roles for a long time. And that's pretty cool. So maybe I can, you know, throughout the season, I'll start highlighting different women, but
referees.
Yeah. There's a referee. Sarah Thomas is a referee. And it's funny because she started reffing like, what do they call it? Pee wee games.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it pee wee games? And then she worked up to high school and then went to college. And now she's reffing NFL games as like starter ref.
There's like court coaches, San Francisco 49ers.
She's just a little blonde ponytailed girl. And she's out there literally judging the games.
Yeah. Mother of mother of a couple kids married.
So
reffing, listening to all the smack talk.
Right.
Good. It's about time.
Throwing flags left and right.
Yeah. So it's just with everything that's going on right now, I feel like our world is into a black hole pit of disgustingness. Or at least America is.
And we call that Allegiant Stadium.
Yeah, we call that Darth Vader.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that's pretty inspirational. And it makes me want to root for the Raiders more, to be honest. Yeah. Not only do I live here, but a main, even more driving force is that it's now commanded by a woman. So I think that's pretty rad.
Wow, what a strong take.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, well, thank you for that.
Thank you for that. And it makes my bet on the Raiders even better because
what's your over under, Tanya, of
a little lady luck
female executives by the end of the year? Over one, over two? Two or more?
I would say, you mean changing positions?
No, or like someone else getting a gig, whether it's halfway through the year.
Five or more.
Not this year.
Not like headline news,
one
not
more,
presidents.
One more.
But maybe one or two more. We'll see the transition in the chairs, I think.
I don't think William Hill has that stat, but it's fun. It's fun to flashback.
Again, she seems she seems way overqualified for that position. So
You're fired. Yeah.
Good for the Raiders.
Right.
All right. Yes. Thank you for that take.
Yeah.
All right. So this is a great way to kick it off. Still preseason. This Thursday is the first preseason game. From a betting standpoint, we're not even going to go over that because it's, you know, it's garbage time. They're looking at, you know, the second stringers, whatever. That's not really what we're about here, but these futures are really fun. So just to recap on today's FNL, Justin, you like all four quarterbacks in the AFC West to go over their touchdown totals. That's a really, really fun bet. I like that bet a lot. Tanya, you like Denver. Sierra, how do you pronounce her name?
Sierra
is going to be happy about your pick.
Thank you.
Denver to win the conference at plus 260. I like fade the win total for Kansas City Chiefs this year. They're at 10.5. I think even if they get to 10, you cash that ticket. Mm-hmm. And I like the Raiders to win the AFC West, the conference, and the Super Bowl.
Wow.
This is lottery ticket stuff. This is fun.
What's
stuff.
The Super Bowl? You never talked about that.
40 to 1. $5 wins you $200.
Yeah.
You know, again,
I might go put in that ticket just because it's fun. I
like putting in a ticket.
I like putting in an end goal ticket because then it just keeps you like engaged on that one thing the whole season.
Not the biggest fan, I'm not going to lie, but that's what we're here for. It's a betting show, but
biggest fan of what?
Just the ticket that sits for 10 months and like,
oh, please, let's like, go look let's at our refrigerator. Say, right let's just now. Say, we have magnets of years.
Yeah, but let's just say Russell Wilson throws 30 touchdowns in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I got to wait 21 weeks to get that money.
Yes, you do.
That's stupid.
This is the
give
guy.
Me my money now, Vegas. Give me my money now. Look, it's over.
It's
here's
my
ticket.
Money and I want it now.
Here's my ticket. Give me my money. No, sir, you have to wait. I can't.
And this is the guy that's complaining that your son is not sitting still or not sitting up. Yeah. Like, yeah. Where does he get that from?
Very patient.
Wild.
Exactly. Very patient, man.
All right, guys. I think this was a really fun way to get back in the swing of things. We haven't done a podcast since Super Bowl, and we're going to charge into this season. I'm going to come up there. We're going to register for our Circa contest.
Make sure you pick a good weekend to meet Derek and shake his hand and all
that. Absolutely. I might not pay for the $9,000 upgrade. I'm just saying that, but I do have high hopes. And let's take it out.
Yay, season two.
Oh, and one thing, next week, we went over AFC West this week. Next week, what do you guys think? NFC West, right?
Love it.
Super Bowl champion Rams. Let's start there. That let's division is wacky with all the Garoppolo news.
They could go back to back. We'll break it down next week and tune in to hear all about it.
Great show. As I always say, beat the book in any way you can. Gamble responsibly. Kiss your babies. And always remember that 2 scoops of formula equals a 120 milliliter bottle for your child.
Yes, it does.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.